الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفحسبتم أنما خلقناكم عبثا وأنكم إلينا لا ترجعون فتعالى الله الملك الحق لا إله إلا هو رب العرش الكريم ومن يدعو مع الله لا إله آخر لا برهان له به فإنما حسابه عند ربه إنه لا يفلح الكافرون وقل رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين صدق الله العلي العظيم. Respected elders and friends, firstly a reminder for myself and all of us that we have come here for a majlis of Islah, and this should be our intention that only for the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat I have come here, and Allah has made such means available for us that with so much ease, comfort, Allah has granted us such a sheikh that is there and prepared to make every effort for our Islah. So we should come with the correct intention, and a person who has got the correct intention, then as we learn from our sheikh also, Islah is a lifetime effort. Until we reach the qabr, our Islah will never be complete. But Allah's kindness is, when you tread on that journey, then by the time you go to the qabr, Allah Ta'ala will take you as if your Islah is made already. As the kindness of Allah Ta'ala is so much, that a person who undertakes the journey for Hajj, he just leaves his home, for example, and he hardly reaches the airport, and he passes away, then his Hajj is written for him till Qiyamah. All the time, and Allah Akbar. So we have to make our intentions correct, myself first of all, for my Islah. And as we learn that Islah cannot be made on our own, it has to be made under the supervision of the spiritual doctors. And Allah Ta'ala has sent from inception of mankind, Allah sent the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. Because generally, when a person comes in the world, he forgets his reality. And we think as our reality is only the outside body. And we forget our reality is not the body. Our reality is what Allah Ta'ala created us first. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمْ مِنْ زُهُورِهِمْ وَزُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَفْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Allah first created the reality of every person, and that is our ruh, our souls. And then Allah Ta'ala presented Himself in front of all the arwah. And then Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, a person, we just see, we get the glimpses of the beauty of this world, we get overtaken. When we get a glimpse of the beauty of the Creator of beauty, Allah Rabbul Izzat Himself, then it is impossible that you can't fall in love with Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Allah Ta'ala presented Himself in Alam-e Arwah, and we just had an iota of just the glimpse of the beauty of Allah, and Allah asked us to be Rabbikum. Every soul day, qalu bala, whether the person now comes in the world and claims he's an atheist and there's no God, but every soul said bala. And here also we learn, as Maulana Musa Sahib explained, it is only the barakat and the kindness of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that what an effort Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made, that even in alami arwa, it is mentioned, ulama mentioned, the first voice that came up was the voice of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we all follow suit and we declare, Ya Allah, undoubtedly you are our Rabb, you are our Creator, you are our Sustainer. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us, so to say, state witness, a witness upon ourselves. قَالُوا شَهِدْنَا أَن تَقُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا أَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ. Because as our Shaykh explained, that Allah ta'ala knows us, and Allah says, وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. We created insan. But insan, you are so weak that you forget very quick. And yet you think you are very intelligent, you are very strong, you got the know-how. But you are so weak that you are busy with some important work, especially in today's time, with all this technology, etc. Insan thinks he's progressive and he's going ahead of life. But he forgets how backward he's going. That he's busy with some important work of his. On his computer, one pop-up came, and he forgot where he was. He's lost totally. And so my words, then that, we have, Allah Ta'ala knew, that when Allah is going to put the soul now in this body, and send us in the world, we're going to forget that pledge we made with Allah. That we have come. Allah Ta'ala has created our souls to get that connection with Allah. In Alam Yarwa, we didn't have this body. We couldn't enjoy all the ni'mat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Allah Ta'ala transferred our reality into the body. So the body is our vehicle. It's our journey of taking us, our means of transport on the journey of life. So we have to realize, Allah said, Shahidna antaqulu yawm al-qiyamah, inna kunna anhara ghafilin. Remember, you're going to turn back to Allah and you have to return to Allah. Like Allah created your soul, Allah presented Himself in front of you. When you go back to Allah, you'll be presented in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then Allah Ta'ala is going to ask us that I gave you life, what you did with this life. So if I don't realize and I don't make my intention for my Islah, etc., then we'll find we have this attitude that it is my life, it's my life, my wife, my money, my everything. Nobody should tell me how to lead my life. And in that way, that we see what, forget our return journey to Allah, that is something beyond imagination. In this world already, we see what evil and corruption is spreading in the world when everybody has got this notion. And Allah Ta'ala says, Shahidna antaqulu yawm al-qiyamah. We have made you witness. That we testify that you are your own witness. That don't say on the day of Qiyamah, oh Allah, we didn't know about this. What do we didn't know about this pledge. We didn't know that we had to come in the world and we even forgot our object. So we are so fortunate that we have these majalis of Islah that Allah Ta'ala brings us here. We should all the time, myself, all of us, correct our intention and be begging Allah Rabbul Izzat that, oh Allah, please make my Islah. As our Hazrat teaches us that if it is not the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهُ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. If it is not the fadl, the very special favor of Allah ta'ala, and the mercy of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا. Allah ta'ala says, we will not purify any one of you forever. Never ever will we purify any one of you. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهُ. But Allah ta'ala purifies مَنْ يَشَى, whom so He desires. And we learn from our Shaykh and our Dada Shaykh that a person daily should try and ponder over this ayat. If we know it, read it and then just think and beg Allah ta'ala that, oh Allah, I am the most filthiest soul on the face of the earth. I am filthy as far as my spirituality is concerned. I'm absolutely not zero minus. So Allah, if it is not your fadl, your kindness, and how beautiful our Shaykh taught us through our Dada Shaykh of the Shaykh Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, that beg Allah Ta'ala that, oh Allah, through the wasila of this fadl and rahmat that you have mentioned in this ayat, make us amongst those that you desire. Those who may yasha, who you desire, and please make my Islah. And as we should say, Allah Ta'ala, that oh Allah, presently, Abdul Rahman is the worst Muslim on the face of the earth. And as far as my end is concerned, I'm worse than the animals, and worse than all the kuffar also. So Allah, if you don't make my Islah, then I'll be a total loser, and I'll be totally unsuccessful. So we should beg Allah Ta'ala in this way, and that is why Allah Ta'ala brings us here. So Allah Ta'ala, we can't make enough shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And as we heard and we learned, that one form of shukr also, make dua for our parents, our asatiza, our mashayikh. Then we will find Allah Ta'ala will increase us and give us more eagerness to come with the correct intention. Otherwise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, أَفَعَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. That what you think, we just created you in vain, that just tomfoolery, that it's your life, so you must come in the world, love as you want to, how you want to. And sadly today, it has been taught now, it has been made open, been taught in schools also, and it has been put in, try to drum in the heads of parents, that leave the children, let them do what they want to, let them say what they want to. If even a child says 1 plus 1 is 3, let him say 1 plus 1 is 3. If you're correcting him, then you're going to be harsh upon that child. What a height of stupidity. What a height of ignorance and what a height of backwardness. And then we claim we are progressing. We are going totally back and backwards way in the days of Jahiliyyah. We don't have to go back in the days of Jahiliyyah. Yes, we have to go back, but back to the city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to the city of Madinatul Munawwara, and how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam transformed that darkness and brought such light, that till today the nur of the effort of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is penetrating throughout the world. And those who desire it, Allah Ta'ala will put it in their heart. And those who don't desire for their Islam, Allah Ta'ala will leave us. And we will get so lost that a person is lost and he doesn't know he's lost also. And if you're lost and somebody tells you and you don't take heed, that is the height of stupidity. That is called compound ignorance. That you're lost and you still tell a person it's not your business. And sadly today we are living in that type of condition, and we see the fikr and concern of our sheikh, and generally that the mashayikh, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel sahab, for example, many times how many heart attacks Hazrat got. And they said, Hazrat is getting heart attacks not because of his physical condition, of the condition of the ummah, that pain. Similarly with our sheikh, the condition of the heart and the pain of the heart Hazrat has got, that we find that now they are stressing themselves so much with concern and fikr of the ummah that they don't even get time to rest. So Allah Ta'ala brings a period in their lives that they have to have some bodily rest also. So we should understand and realize, and this was the fikr of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمِ. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had the greatest concern for humanity. Even the kuffar, something harm used to come to them, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to feel pain. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be haris, used to be envious and greedy. Today we are greedy for the worldly wealth. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, so to say, they were greedy for our heart. That where are you connecting your heart? Who gave you this heart? This heart has been given to you a very great gift, because this heart is a palace. And this palace can only accommodate the kings of kings, Allah Rabbul Izzat. But you have to adorn it accordingly. You have to make your heart accordingly. Then Allah Ta'ala will come in your heart. And if you don't make your heart a heart, then Allahu Akbar, you'll just cause yourself total destruction. And as Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala explains in the Suratul Mu'minun, ulama have explained so beautifully that Allah Ta'ala explains that how to do your Islam, and then you will see you on your road of success. قَدْ أَفْلَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah says, successful indeed already are the true believers. The first thing is iman, recognition of Allah Ta'ala. To acknowledge deep down in our heart that Allah has given me my life. And this is the responsibility of every parent. And that is why we will be making dua for our parents and our asatiza, mashayikh, because they taught us the connection with Allah. And from the time, in fact, not only from the time you come in the world, before that also, how a mother passes her period when she is conceived, from that time already, how she behaves herself, in other words, what she listens to, what she reads, etc., it's affecting that child already. And when that child is born, in what environment that child is born, then we will find, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, that kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra. Every child is born on the natural disposition. Today, shaitan, with all his efforts and fooling the world, and as so beautifully it was read, Hakimul Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi alayhi explaining that if the physicians are diagnosing wrong and then giving us the wrong medicine, and we must say, you must just accept it. That is the height of stupidity. That every child is born, what they say, every child has got his own nature. So if a child is inclined to, he's a boy, he's inclined to feminism, to be a girl, you must leave him. That's his nature. That's the height of stupidity, and that is a total lie. And that is a myth that you're trying to put in the mind of, so to say, intelligent, the people who Allah gave brains. And then we say, if you call somebody, you like an animal, we take objection. But even animals you'll find, An animal, a male animal doesn't behave like a female animal. A male animal doesn't mate with another male. So who are we? Then we should understand and realize that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has put this responsibility from Allah ta'ala just squarely upon every parent. It's our responsibility to realize kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra. Every child is born on a natural disposition that is what tawheed in his heart. Because we are the child that is born, it's now that ruh that is put in that child. That ruh has got tawheed already. We have seen the greatness, the beauty of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So tawheed has been placed. Now it is the test that whether you're going to grow that tawheed in your heart or you're going to destroy that tawheed. Either now it is left up to us. And that is why we find that the end result Allah Ta'ala shows, the end result is the real success. It's not just coming in the world and leading our life, and Allah Ta'ala explains so beautifully in the Surah Al-Mu'mineen. And here also we learn that the Surah comes after the Surah Al-Hajj. In other words, Allah has sent us here, we on our journey. And our journey didn't just start now, it started from Alam Arwah. Then Allah Ta'ala transferred this ruh into this body. That now look at the ni'mat of Allah. Enjoy the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala and realize who gave you this life? Who gave you this ni'mat? So the first thing, that child that is born with fitrat, every child, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, every child, kullu mauludin yuladu ala fitra. Every child is born with a great wealth of fitra. Fitra means that natural inclination to the oneness of Allah. That natural, complete tawheed belief in every child's heart is there. But now it is the parent that is responsible now to that seed that is in that heart, now to germinate, now to water that seed, and now to see that that seed grows properly. Otherwise, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that that child now is that innocent child and comes in the world. The first thing that that child has to listen, the first sunnah, as Mawlana explained, that how much fikr and concern have we got with regard to the sunnah of Nabi akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We'll see parents today are very worried, preparing the clothing of the children also. And get so overtaken by the physicians who's giving you wrong diagnosis, telling you before time that it's a boy or it's a girl, or even scaring you worse, that no, your child is upside down, and this is going to happen, and that's going to happen. Forget that Allah Ta'ala has put their child in that womb. And we have to be turning to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah has made the system of children coming in the world. It is only the qudrat of Allah. It's beyond our imagination. No gynecologist can bring you in the world, etc. And from Adam alayhi salam till today, in the villages, there's no gynecologist. There's not even midwives. But children are being born. Today we live in a society that we think we're very intelligent. And people will say, no, we need gynecologists. We need female gynecologists, etc. Whereas they make it, Shaitan's work is, as Hazrat explained, to make you scared and tell you don't get scared. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala has made a deenu yusrun. Our deen is very easy, very simple, and explained to us also very simply by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that child, if it's, when the mother realizes that I am conceived, first thing, make shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now be more concerned of the zikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat. More concerned of what she hears, what she eats, etc. All now, the so-called, the medical science have now come to realize that if a mother who is pregnant, if she smokes, it affects the child. If she takes alcohol, it affects the child. Whereas Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us that over 1400 years ago, that your child is born on fitrah. Now it is left up to you, that that child that comes in the world, the child has to, first thing the child has to hear is the azan in the one ear. That who gave me my life? Allahu Akbar. How magnificent is my Allah, that Allah brought me into the world from such a passage that we can't imagine. It doesn't, logically it doesn't make sense that that child could have come out from that passage. Allahu Akbar. But who has brought that child out? And who has brought that child into the arms of that mother? The first thing the mother should be making shukr to Allah. Ya Allah, how great are you? How kind are you? How magnificent are you? And after that, mother goes through that great pain. Just when the child comes in the hand of the mother, and if she says, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, all that pain is disappeared. And I now she already feels delighted that Allahu Akbar, what Allah Ta'ala has given me, what a gift, the whole world can't give me that gift. So this life of ours also, it's a gift of Allah Rabbul Izzat. It's not my life, it's not your life, it's nobody's life. It is an amanat from Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this is such an amanat Allah has given us that you can use it. And if you use it how Allah told you to use it, Allah will reward us. But Allahu Akbar, as we learn, insan is a slave. So if you the slave of anybody, a slave, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Ali one day purchased a slave in the market. In those days they were slaves, today they are no slaves. And when he brought that slave home, then he asked the slave, what is your name? So beautifully the slave replied, what choice has a slave got, O master? Whatever name the master wants to call him, that's his name. Hazrat Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Ali was surprised, what a slave I bought. And then he asked him similarly, what you like to eat, where you like to sleep. He gave the same answers. What choice has a slave got? He went in, according to some narrations, he came out, he gave the slave a gift, and he said, now you are free. He said, oh my master, I hardly stayed with you for a day, for a night, and you're freeing me. He says, today you taught me how to be a real slave of our creator, Allah Rabbul Izzat. Not just my master, the slave of my owner, of my maker, Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Allah Ta'ala has taught us that it is the responsibility of every parent that when a child is born, to make shukr of Allah Rabbul Izzat and let that child hear and Allahu Akbar. We find where Allah Ta'ala explains His ni'mat, how Allah Ta'ala made us. Allah first mentions, وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارِ, that Allah made the ears for you first. Because the first thing you should hear is Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. Because you are still small to perceive and see with your eyes. So first hear the oneness of Allah. Then when you start seeing, you'll see the Qudrat of Allah. But first Allah Ta'ala's greatness has to penetrate the heart. And then in the other ear, the Iqamah is given. And so beautifully ulama have explained that your Azan and your Iqamah is given already. That means there's no time to waste in your life. Your Azan of Janazah Salah is given already and your Iqamah is already given. So where there's time to still have time for PlayStation, still have time for sports, still have time for entertainment, etc. Allah Ta'ala says that if the believers realize this, قَدْ أَفْلَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, they are successful already. If the first thing they implant in the heart of their child, that is Iman, now their child will start growing up. And as their child grows up, hearing Iman in the house of their child. And that is why the honor of the mother is so great, that the greatest madrasa in the world and the first madrasa is the lap of the mother, is the womb of the mother, then the lap of the mother. And that is why the mothers have got so honor, so much status, and how Shaitan has worked to turn the whole system upside down. And take the mothers out of the house and leave the poor children to the nannies, leave the poor children in the crèches, etc. And Allahu Akbar, pay a price to let your child lose his Iman. And pay what a price. And then you think also that no, I love my children a lot. I love my children. I buy them PlayStation. I buy them whatever they want. I give them lot of spending. And I buy them. I give them food what they like. All this junk food, etc. And then we complain that today's children, they are juvenile delinquency and all these type of conditions in the world. But we don't realize it's I am the problem. That me as a parent, what did I give to my child? So Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, these parents are responsible. If their child grows, is born in a Jewish home, then those parents make him a Jew. Their child will listen, hear all those things. Bawaw yu hawidani, aw yu nasirani, or make him a Christian, aw yu majjisani, or make him an idol worship, or make him a fire worshipper, whatever the case may be. And sad is, the child is born in a Muslim home, but he becomes like a Jew, like a Christian. And as Hazrat is teaching us and trying to drum it into my heart and all our hearts, that child is born in a Muslim home, but we have bought clothes already like Jews and Christians. All the clothing we have bought, all the entertainment we made also. We even invite people that my child is born, not because of they must come visit, they must bring the presents with. Allahu Akbar. This is such a condition we are living in. And then we expect that child now to become a worship of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Impossible. As Allah teaches us, our great Ustad, that he says that if you plant weeds, you don't expect roses to grow. And who plants weeds? But sadly today, our ulama are lamenting from how many years already, and today, we myself, I'm talking of, all of us should think of our own condition, that our children are more valuable than our blood. But, as Hazrat explained, you don't even let your nanny or your helper count your 500 rand, but you allow them to go around, to look after your child, and you allow them to take your child all over and expect that child now to become a hafiz, an alim. Allahu Akbar. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا, that I gave you the prescription of success. Become a believer. And a believer is a person, what qualities? A believer is not just a person that read the kalima. No, a believer now that kalima has to be now entrenched in that heart. And that is the work of the parents. And then life, as it is mentioned, as ulama explained, that the child is not mukallaf, he is still not matured, and he is not responsible for his actions. But the parents are responsible. The type of clothes that child is wearing, their parents will be responsible. The type of action that child is doing, it is the responsibility of the parents. And today many a times we find in gatherings, when the child is saying something and swearing or say something, the parents will say, I don't know where the child heard it. Where else did he hear it? He heard it in the house, and now you want to play innocent, and now you want to play ostrich. That's not going to help. The way out is our Islam. We have to make istighfar, we have to make tawbah, and I have to make a full concerted effort. One is dua, begging Allah Ta'ala, then make the effort. And Allah has brought us in this majalis of Islam, that I shouldn't be looking at, don't think of other people's children, look at my own children, my own child, in my own home. You can be an alim, you can be whoever, but according to how that child is dressed, how the child talks, how the child plays, that you will know what is, as Hazrat says, that many of us, we still have the inclination towards the lifestyle of the Jews, Christians. Now we, I'm an alim, I can't wear that kind of clothes, so let me put my child on that kind of clothes so long. Let me let my child keep that long hair, haircut, etc. And we just act innocent. We are going to be responsible for it. Allah Ta'ala has informed us through our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that child has to be nurtured. And now, first of all, hear the azan, hear the iqamat. The first thing the child should hear is the name of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The first thing the child should be hearing, yatlu alayhim ayati. Teach the child to read Qur'an-i Kareem. Before you worried of which crash the child is going through. Which that is something you shouldn't even be worried. Hazrat Alwi Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that child's mind is clean and open now. Put iman in that heart. Let that child learn Qur'an Sharif. Let that child only learn Qur'an Sharif while that mind is still clear and open. And don't worry about teaching that child English education at that time. Then you will see that child. And now when the child is 7 years, now bring that child to the masjid. We are doing an upside down, and the child is still immature, and not even 7 years, 3-4 years, the child will play around. That's the time when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, keep the child away from the masjid. You bring the child, Imam Sahib tells you, or somebody tells you, that rather keep the child at home. You say, you see, these Imam Sahib don't want, we must bring our children. And when it's time to bring the children, 7 years, then you bring them few days, and then you, when the child now, from 7 till 10, that habit must be formed. And after that child, when the habit is formed, now the child from 10 years, now already Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, reprimand that child. That see, he should not miss salah. And what does this mean? That not you reprimand the child, why you didn't go for salah? You have to be a loving example. رَبَّنَا وَجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكْ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ. The dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that Shaitan is fooling the world today. Even the pagan Arabs, the days of Jahiliyyah, they also used to say, we follow Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. All the people today, they want to come out with this Abrahamic accord. But what did Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam say? رَبَّنَا وَجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنَ. Oh Allah, make us Muslim. Make us proper Muslim. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam showed us how to be a Muslim, that and how to be, make your children Muslim. That a young boy now of 10, 11 years, when he hears that Allah Ta'ala wants my life, Ya abati fa'al ma tu'mar, satajiduni insha'Allah minas sabirin. That, oh my beloved father, Allah's command to take my life, take my life. Insha'Allah I'll make sabr. Today we are 10 years, we call the children for, let's go for namaz. No, first of all, whether we are going for namaz. And if the child from 7 to 10 is, that habit will come, that child will remind you, Abba, it's azan already. Where, what you still doing? It's time, let us go. But if we don't mold that child accordingly, then when it's 10 years and you tell the child, come, no, I'm busy with my PlayStation. And then when the child must be in the masjid, when the child is matured by 13, 14 years already, now the child has got other plans. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, understanding, and realize that the Quran Kareem is our only solution according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the company of the pious servants of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah Ta'ala has given us the complete prescription for our success. Become true believers, establish our salah, then you'll see وَالَّذِينَ وَمَنِ اللَّهُ مُؤْرِدُونَ. Nobody will have to tell you stay away from sport, stay away from all useless activities. You'll hate it. You'll be disinclined to it. And if you don't follow that way of life, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِهُ الْكَافِرُونَ. That destruction, the disbelievers will never ever be successful. And then end of the surah, Allah Ta'ala teaches us, despite all your efforts, remember, it's not your effort that can do anything. It's not you as a parent also. You have to do your responsibility. But don't ever forget to make dua, Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khairur rahimin. That my success is dependent only Allah by your forgiveness. We are deficient in our amal. Let us not be deficient in making istighfar. And begging Allah Ta'ala for His mercy, that Allah keep us firm on iman. Let us mold our children on iman. Then we'll see the change in society. Otherwise, we'll just follow the trend. Children are also looking on the TV. All the terrible, happy colors, etc. And all the terrible news that they are seeing, and we also watching. And we also falling into the trap of Abrahamic accord. مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيَّ وَلَا نَصْرَانِيَّ وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. Ibrahim a.s. followed that straight path of Islam, submitted to the will of Allah, and he ended his life giving his children the same advice. وَوَصَّى بِيَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِي وَيَعْقُوبُ يَا بَنِيَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. That Allah has given us a way of life, the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So love such a way that you see you don't die, but you are Tara Muslim. Allah Ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq and understanding, that we beg Allah Rabbul Izzat through the barakat of our Shaykh and our Shaykh's Majlis, that Allah Ta'ala bring us on proper Islam. And this is now the time of Qurbani, to sacrifice all our desires, all our passions, etc., and not go deeper into the wrong way, that we make Qurbani, but it must be a video. No, Allah Ta'ala give us reality and understanding. Wa akhir da'wana.